and they have adopted the federal standard that said you've got, in order to stop somebody, you have to have a crime you're stopping them for, or you have to have a speeding ticket, and then you can check to see if their immigration papers are in order, or, you know, his driver's license is there. And since that's the standard we are living under today, I don't know how I, as a chief legal officer of my state, object to that law. And I think it's not understood. I think that's one of the messages you can carry out there to people. This is a very hot topic out there today because the emotionalism, understandably, that was originally created by the way that law was passed initially. It was wrong to be passed that way. It was bad to be passed that way. But today, that law is very, it looks on to paper to me to be very sound, and people don't know that change was made.